Yes, we are still here and loving it. So looking forward to hearing your wind ensemble here. We've enjoyed all the other groups. We're going to put the microphone down here and let you guys hear yourselves in the hall on your warm-up selection, I think. And then we'll make some comments when you do your adjudicated pieces designed to help. It's a really great group. From what I've heard, I'm expecting great things. And should be able to do some helpful comments here as a woodwind player and saxophonist. So we'll let you guys hear what you sound like, and we'll be back. Okay, guys. Not exactly sure what he's talking to you guys about, but or if he's even talking to you guys. Here we go, Three Ayers from Gloucester. Nice little brass band kind of beginning here. Good little clarinet solo. Flutes need to watch the intonation there at 25 on the high Ds. Could agree a little bit better on the articulation here. We have a tendency on some of these lines to sort of sit on the long note. Oops, 59 there. We just didn't all quite agree on how we should start. Focusing problems there in the lower brass, French horns as well. It's a very difficult line. Gotta go for it there on those notes, otherwise they'll get away from you like that. A little more air maybe, a little less fear. Same thing there, a little bit of a explosive entrance there on the part of the oboe going into 83. Best to have the air right there behind the tongue so when you release that it comes right out. These are really advanced intonation issues going on here. You have to really have a lot of confidence, you know how to play in tune with yourself. Musical, a lot of good things going on in that department. Pretty advanced playing required here on the part of instruments like the French horns, baritone horn. As I said in the very first concert band that you had earlier today, saxophones, bravo, it's not a bright sound at all, which I'm really pleased to hear. Good blending kind of a sound. Getting up there in a higher tessitura on the oboe, we're having a tendency to play out of tune up there. He just said, be careful to end together there. Again, we're having a tendency to sit on the longer note in the 6/8 figure, the quarter note. Not so much with the brass, more with the woodwinds. This is pretty good here. So one of the things the composer is relying on here is the ability of all musicians on all instruments to play unison lines in tune to get the impact. I think I said with your first band, all the players be aware, if you play in tune, it tends to really double, triple, or quadruple your dynamic. nice and tight there at the end. But in 6-8, we have a tendency to go da 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 instead of be da ba da bum. We need to get that eighth note to move. Be da 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 dum ba da dum ba da da dum. So overall, very well played here. You guys are going to do some moving around here for us. Got some really difficult intonation problems here and there. Some really difficult technique problems on individual instruments, as I say. Being able to start the note cleanly without any kind of an explosion or uncertainty of where the pitch is or where the center of the note is, that's where you guys are at. But I'm talking to junior high school students, so this is really wonderful to be working on those sorts of things. So, all right, we have this Black Water piece here. This is going to be interesting to see how we do here, since we were having the starting issues. All right, looks like we got almost everybody where they're supposed to be. Let us see. There we go. Yeah, we got to be very careful to all start right together on that. Ooh. Okay, there it kind of started to clean up pitch-wise. This is difficult stuff to do right here. Okay, we're getting better as we go. We have a tendency on the low brass to get a little bit of an unfocused sound in some of these long held out phrases. Something to be working on. Careful that we're real precise on those runs there, woodwinds coming into 42. Yeah, we don't all agree rhythmically on the bum, 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 exactly how that should be played. As a person who plays both oboe and flute, I can tell you that trying to tune those two instruments together is worth all the time you take to make it right. Having a few pitch issues there. Good playing going on, really good playing going on. It's just we're not all agreeing on where the center of the pitch is. Okay, so now that we're playing louder, all of a sudden a lot of things get better. So what that tells me is you're putting more air through the instrument. Pretty good through there. Okay, pretty good blend there, woodwinds. Now we're starting to kind of get the pitch thing happening. Well, we were. again, I think it's a question of air. Sounds to me, I mean, I've heard a couple of clarinet solos. I've heard a couple of oboe solos. Sounds like on those upper woodwinds, like maybe the setups you're using are just a little bit too soft. Could be the big climate change between Fremont and here. You need to have something to blow against that responds. That'd be something to look at. Might fix some of those pitch issues. Good, I like that. The nice pyramid there. Again, when we're all playing full, it's really quite nice. Good blend, good pitch, good sounds. So I think it's that soft, intimate, detailed kind of playing that we need to work on now. I said the same thing to your string group earlier. This is very movie music-esque. I do play on a lot of scores and TV shows, and I can tell you, we take for granted how great this music sounds when it's played well. It's worth all the time it takes to bring out all the little details. So we're all playing well together. Rhythmically, it's very solid. It's mainly just tone and intonation issues. Particularly brass, we're having a tendency to play a little bit unfocused. And as I've already mentioned, some of the woodwind intonation issues. Good. Nice right here. Careful. It's all hit together. Those little runs there, woodwinds. Got to play right through them towards the downbeat. Okay, good. I'd like those notes at the end to be just a tad shorter. Okay. So good. Say the same thing to you guys that I said to the strings. I don't know how much you listen to movie scores. I hope you go to the movies or rent movies a lot. it helps guys like me make a living. But more importantly than that, you really do need to listen to this music and listen to what the players that do this for a living are doing, because you guys are playing so well. It would be very good to align your own habits and techniques as a player with what guys like myself are doing. So listen to those scores. Listen to how they do things like move through the eighth notes. Listen to how good intonation really sounds. Particularly for the woodwinds, I would recommend getting a tuner that plays drones if you don't already have one. Putting a note on in a certain key and then playing all the notes of the scale above it and below it and listening to how they tune. You guys have good ears. You're being well taught. Trust them, and the more you do that, the more you're going to see where different notes go on your instrument. You need to know where every note on your instrument tends to be. No two brands of instruments are exactly the same on every note. Everything is a compromise. That would help. Making sure that you're playing with a consistently strong airstream, even when you play soft. That's a difficult thing to teach and an even more difficult thing to learn, but once you get it, you'll play with a beautiful, gorgeous sound in tune all the time. Okay? So a lot of great things going on here. Just a special note to your conductor, Greg Conway. I enjoyed all your groups. You're obviously doing a fantastic job. Boy, if you ever need anybody to come up and clinic your woodwinds, feel free to give me a call. It's not that far. And if I'm up that way with Gordon Goodwin's Fat Band or some other gig, I will definitely make a point of trying to come by and hear the groups rehearse. I enjoyed everything you guys did today. Take all of my constructive criticisms as ideas for improvement on already great playing. Thanks so much.